Welcome to your daily devotional for February 23rd. A threefold cord. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 12. Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. This is a wise saying of Solomon, in which he teaches us the wisdom of unity. Perhaps there is no better application of our text than for a marriage. The two represents the compound unity of husband and wife within their marriage. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24. The threefold cord is the marriage, which has Christ at its center. We read in our text of one overpowered by another. What happens when there is disunity within a marriage? And no Jesus operative in a marriage. And then the trials come. There is a building up of frustration, bitterness, and discontentment that feeds on itself and then manifests itself in unhealthy and sinful ways. Division, depression, adultery, abuse of various kinds, neglect, alcohol and drug abuse, and even divorce and suicide can be the tragic results. But though the devil may be attacking you relentlessly, two can withstand him. Fulfill your vows to your spouse. Now here comes the sappy part. Gentlemen, learn from the Kenny Rogers song, Buy Me a Rose. So I bought you a rose on the way home from work to open the door to a heart that I hurt. And I hope you notice this look in my eyes, because I'm going to make things right for the rest of your life. The rest of your life. And I'm going to hold you tonight, do all those little things for the rest of your life. Ladies, you get away with this easier, maybe. The scripture says to you, let the wife see that she respects her husband. Try this, both of you. Or if you are not married, encourage this in couples you know. Finally, consider what it means in this context, that a threefold cord is not quickly broken. When the romance is not in the moment, what will be left? Bring Jesus Christ into your marriage. Pray and talk and read God's word together. His love is a love that endures, and it is conducive to a lasting and loving marriage. What if only one spouse is saved and the other not? Christian one, pray for your spouse. And let us all pray for those marriages that are becoming unequal in yoke because only one is saved so far. Save one, hold your testimony and love like Jesus loves. Even as we all pray for you, your spouse, your children, and your home. May Christ's peace be upon you, your marriage, and the couples you love. Mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, child and in-law, and so forth.